Mr. Brown made the announcement to a host of delegates from around 70 nations.
We're today establishing an international trust fund to finance this Afghan-led peace and reintegration program to provide an economic alternative to those who have none.
The program, which is thought to be worth around $500 million, will give jobs to Taliban fighters who denounce extremism. It is part of a plan to weaken the insurgency in Afghanistan with the hope of eventually bringing peace to the war-torn country. Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai called for international delegates to support the plan, which aims to reintegrate Taliban fighters into mainstream society.
We must reach out to all of our countrymen, especially our disenchanted brothers, who are not part of Al-Qaeda or other terrorist networks.
Mr. Karzai called for Saudi Arabia to help mediate. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the United States would support the program as long as the insurgents pledged to renounce violence and Al-Qaeda and embrace democracy. Mr. Brown and Mr. Karzai spoke at length on the importance of development for the future of Afghanistan. Mr. Brown highlighted the move earlier this week by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to provide up to $1.6 billion in debt relief from major creditors. He also said the international community aims to increase the share of aid delivered through the Afghan government to 50% in the next 2 years. Mr. Karzai said right now more than 80% of aid bypasses the Afghan government.
Large security costs of development projects and unacceptably high margins of profit plague reconstruction contracts.
Afghan Minister of Finance Omar Zakilwal said the aim of transferring leadership to the Afghan government could not be achieved unless the country's government is given more control over financial aid.
If this conference is the beginning of a new strengthened partnership, a partnership where the Afghan government assumes increased leadership and responsibility for restoring peace and stability to Afghanistan, then how aid is delivered must change.
According to the World Bank, Afghanistan's national budget is 90% financed by foreign countries and multilateral bodies. Afghanistan received $6.3 billion in aid in 2008 and 2009, making it one of the world's most aid-dependent countries. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.